Baltimore Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro will serve out a 10-day suspension after testing positive for steroids beginning today. Palmeiro is the highest-profile player to be caught so far under Major League Baseball's new testing rules, and the most ironic. He testified about steroid use in front of Congress earlier this year. He opened with the declaration, quote, "I have never used steroids, period. I don't know how to say it any more clearly than that. Never." Today, even as he accepted his punishment, Palmeiro was almost as defiant.
"I am here to make it very clear that I have never intentionally used steroids. Never, ever, period. When I found out that I had failed the test under the new drug policy, I filed a grievance and challenged the suspension on the basis that I had never intentionally taken a banned substance."
That grievance was denied by a special arbitrator, and Palmeiro has to begin serving his time. Joining us now is Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent, who's with us from his home office in Portland, Oregon. Tom, good to have you on the show, as always.
Hi, Neil. Good to be here.
Just 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating Rafael Palmeiro as he knocked out his 3,000th hit, which put him in a very exclusive club. Speculation that this is a guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer. Boy, has that changed.
Certainly has. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, and Rafael Palmeiro, as you said, are the only major league players with at least 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. Hall of Fame material, as you say. But today, the writers who vote for the Hall of Fame are wondering what kind of black cloud this puts over Rafael Palmeiro's career. And he is the big name. I mean, we've heard a trickle of names of major leaguers and certainly a lot of minor leaguers who've gotten nailed under baseball's so-called tougher testing program, but Rafael Palmeiro is by far the biggest name.
And he is also not the first of the major leaguers to use the excuse of, well, if I took it, I didn't take it knowingly.
Certainly is not the first major leaguer, track star, football star, you name it. A lot of athletes have said this over the years, but actually some of them have a case, because there is a history in the dietary supplement business of manufacturing those supplements where there has been contamination. And there's a steroid called nandrolone that has found its way into some batches of these dietary supplements and has caused elite athletes to test positive. And no one makes a distinction between the nandrolone or a steroid that is injected directly into you. You're banned, and that kind of hangs over your head. And that, I should say, is the really important part of this. Palmeiro said, "I can't say yet, maybe never, what I took and what happened." It's really important that we find that out, however, because if we don't find that out, Jose Canseco's allegation in his infamous book where he says he injected Rafi Palmeiro in the butt and other players, people aren't going to be able to make the distinction. They're going to think a steroid's a steroid.
And it's important to find out for Rafael Palmeiro because, he may have lied to Congress. That's perjury.
Yes, it certainly is, and a call to the House Government Reform Committee today, in front of which he testified. Tom Davis, the chairman's out of the country, and Henry Waxman is not returning his calls at this point. But I should add that the Major League Baseball arbitration panel that denied his grievance also said, and I'm quoting from a release, "The panel considers it important to point out that our decision does not equate to a finding or belief that Rafi Palmeiro, whose testimony in many respects was quite compelling, was untruthful in his testimony before this panel or any other body." So while it may seem strange to people for Rafi Palmeiro to say last March, "I did not take steroids," and for him to say today, "I did not intentionally take steroids," those both could be true, and that's what Rafi Palmeiro is saying right now.
Well, after that testimony, Commissioner of Baseball, Bud Selig, made a further proposal to the players' union to considerably increase the penalties for first-time use of steroids. 1 year lost. Where is that?
Nowhere. The players' union said that they would take that and think about it. They haven't done much. And in the interim, the House Government Reform Committee, which I mentioned, and a few other bodies in Congress have proposed draconian punishments, the one you just talked about, more on a level with Olympic sports.
Which is 2 years, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And those bills haven't gone anywhere yet. Of course, we're in a recess right now. So there is that hanging over. I think baseball may come back to Congress and say, "Well, look, we nailed one of our big guys, so doesn't that show you something?" I'm not sure if that'll wash completely with Congress. We're, of course, waiting to find out.
Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joined us from his home office in Portland, Oregon. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cownan. Thank you.